The Treasury Department plans to start mailing tax rebate checks July 23rd. It's part of the $1.3 trillion tax reduction package President Bush signed last month. Single taxpayers will receive rebates of up to $300 and married couples as much as $600. While Washington is reducing taxes, several states are thinking of raising them. State leaders blame the sluggish economy for budget shortfalls. From Raleigh, North Carolina, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
While Congress is dealing with the federal budget surplus, members of the North Carolina legislature are struggling with the opposite problem. After almost a decade of strong growth, North Carolina's economy is sputtering, leaving the government with an $800 million shortfall. Democratic Senator Fountain Odom, who co-chairs a Legislative Appropriations Committee, faces a difficult challenge. He's promoting a Senate plan to reduce government spending and raise state taxes, a job Odom says becomes more difficult each time federal leaders boast about tax cuts and rebate checks.
Oh yeah, they've got a surplus, and they're going to send everybody $300. But down here in North Carolina, you could take all those $300 in North Carolina and it would not make up the difference in what we've got to come up with to cover the shortfall. And you scratch your head and you say, I must be dreaming, but it's a nightmare.
To balance the budget, North Carolina senators voted to cut state spending $700 million. They've also approved $190 million of tax increases on such things as cable TV, long-distance phone calls, fertilizer, and seed. They call it closing tax loopholes. The plan represents a change in direction for North Carolina government, which had cut taxes more than $1 billion in the mid-1990s. But Odom says the state needs to start raising revenue now to avoid even greater spending cuts.
The people in my district, they want us to do the right thing with education, and they want us to do the right thing with health and human services. And I've never gotten this many letters, emails, and calls saying if we have to raise taxes or close loopholes, for God's sake, do it.
Still, support for tax increases in North Carolina is by no means universal. The State House of Representatives just approved its own fiscal plan, and unlike the Senate, the House attempts to erase the budget shortfall without raising taxes. Instead, it's calling for deeper spending cuts and better efforts to collect taxes that citizens and businesses already owe. While the Senate is dominated by Democrats, the House is almost evenly split between the two parties, and Republican leader Leo Daughtry says House members have no appetite for new taxes.
85 or 90% of the Republicans signed a no-new tax pledge, and a number of Democrats, and I just think it's the wrong thing to do to raise revenue on the back of the people right now, particularly in these hard times. So I think the House position is exactly right not to have any tax increases.
The question of whether to raise taxes will likely dominate North Carolina politics for the next several weeks. And similar debates are underway in other states as the economy strains a growing number of government budgets. Tennessee legislators have spent months discussing whether to start a state income tax. Wisconsin is debating new levies on cigarettes and software, and the sales tax may go up in California. Just in the past few days, South Carolina increased its food tax, and New Hampshire raised business taxes. Raisha Pack of the National Governors Association says in all, about 20 states are dealing with revenue shortfalls.
The problem so far for states has been concentrated in the Midwest and in the Southeast. Those states tend to be more dependent on manufacturing economies, and it's the manufacturing economy that is really in recession and has been probably for three quarters of a year or so.
Shapak says in many states, the economic pressure is compounded by a sharp rise in Medicaid costs. A few states also have been plagued by unexpected expenses, like California's energy crisis and North Carolina's cleanup costs for Hurricane Floyd. On top of that, some legislators say today's budget shortfalls can partly be blamed on their own exuberance during the economic boom of the 1990s. Fountain Odom, the North Carolina senator, says when times were good, his state spent too much and cut taxes too fast.
We took the sales tax off of food, which cost hundreds of millions of dollars that could have been used. We eliminated the inheritance tax. I hate the inheritance tax, but we just did too much in the way of cutting taxes, increasing spending, and then a downturn in the economy. Bam! We had a bad train wreck waiting to happen.
Supporters of tax cuts are quick to note that several states enacted them in recent years without causing budget problems. Indeed, states such as Connecticut, Idaho, and Colorado continue to run large surpluses. But Raisha Pack, the National Governors Association director, says more states may experience budget shortfalls if the national economy doesn't recover by the end of the year. And he warns that rising costs for health care and other human service needs could threaten many states' long-term financial stability. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.